Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
Swamps sleep naked and are slow to awaken. Long after green up in the uplands, deep overflow swamps that sustain Louisiana bayous and rivers remain quiescent, prolonging winter dormancy until the threat of natural spring flooding has passed. The palette of colors is subdued, the grays of barks and the browns of the forest floor. Only two exceptions are permitted in the spring canopy: clumps of dark green mistletoe in the treetops and mid-story sprays of dazzling white mayhaw flowers. The fixed mistletoe is unchanging, never comes to earth. The mayhaw must go about its business of blooming early to accommodate an evolved relationship with shiny black bees no larger than a grain of rice. Pollination is a crucial matter, not to be flirted with even if an occasional crop is drowned. While cherry bark oaks and sweet pecans on the adjacent ridges are fully feathered, overcup oaks and bitter pecans in the swamp are bare of new growth. Swollen buds are the only signs of the flush to come. In eons past, some of the swamp trees no doubt tried to get a head start on their neighbors by sending forth chlorophyll-laden leaves early in order to crank the engine of photosynthesis. Maybe it worked for a year or two. Maybe they grew taller than cohorts by capturing their sunlight for a while. But a swamp is a swamp for a reason, and the reason is cyclic pulses of life-sustaining water. To be a botanical player in the swamp, a plant must adapt to the recurring cycles, and growing leaves too early eventually leads to a bad end. Leaves submerged under floodwaters are lost, and though they often regrow when waters subside, the tree is stressed. Stressed trees are poor competitors and usually lose the game in time. They have no progeny. Better to be patient and sleep late.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.